Chapter 3, Illinois Real Estate Licensing Law. Illinois Real Estate Law. The state of Illinois has enacted real estate laws since 1921. The purpose of Illinois real estate licensing laws is to regulate persons and entities engaged in real estate business for the protection of the public. Major changes were made in real estate license law with the Real Estate License Act of 2000. We will focus on the review of the Illinois license law in this chapter, as well as other important laws that impact the real estate business. Federal laws such as the Truth in Lending Act, TILA, Fair Housing Act, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, and Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, regulate certain real estate business practices to ensure fair dealing, ethical conduct, and equal treatment. In addition, required disclosures are intended to inform and protect clients and consumers. State laws such as the Illinois Residential Real Property Disclosure Act, the Illinois Radon Awareness Act, and the Illinois Human Rights Act are discussed earlier in this textbook and should be reviewed by the student. Local laws and ordinances such as land use, zoning, fair housing, landlord-tenants' rights, and environmental protections should be discussed with your sponsoring broker. The real estate industry in Illinois is regulated by the Division of Professional Regulation, DPR, a branch of the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, IDFPR, also known as the department, which is charged with protecting and improving the lives of Illinois consumers. The department is responsible for administering and enforcing the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. In addition, the department administers all licenses for Illinois real estate brokers, managing brokers, residential leasing agents, real estate corporations, partnerships, limited liability companies, real estate branch offices, real estate schools, and real estate instructors. The department promulgates rules for the Act's implementation and enforcement. These are often referred to as the rules, and they supply explanatory detail and guidelines for the Act. The Act, rules, and other significant legislation are available online at www.ilga.gov. Click on Illinois Compiled Statutes, Chapter 225, ILCS 454. These are essential for any real estate licensee to know. Administration of the Illinois Real Estate License. ACT, Division of Professional Regulation. The department, through the Division of Professional Regulation, DPR, has primary authority to administer the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. It is also empowered to issue rules and regulations that implement and interpret the Act. The rules accompanying the Act are important to a full understanding of the Act's implications and applications. The department has the authority to contract with third parties for any services deemed necessary for proper administration of the Act, such as the Applied Measurement Professionals, Inc., AMP, testing service for Illinois state testing. The department is responsible for administrative activities such as conducting license examinations, issuing and renewing licenses, preparing all forms, including applications and licenses, collecting fees from applicants and licensees. The department has the following additional functions, which may be exercised only on the initiative and approval of the Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board: conducting hearings that may result in the revocation or suspension of licenses or in the refusal to issue or renew licenses; imposing penalties for violations of the Act; restoring suspended or revoked licenses. Real Estate Coordinator, Section 25-15. A licensed broker is appointed to the position of real estate coordinator by the secretary of the IDFPR after the recommendations of real estate professionals and organizations are considered. This individual's license is surrendered to the department during the appointment. The real estate coordinator's duties include acting as ex officio chairperson of the Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board without a vote, being the direct liaison between the department, the real estate profession, and real estate organizations and associations, preparing and circulating educational and informational material for licensees, appointing any committees necessary to assist the department in carrying out its duties, supervising real estate activities and Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board, Section 25-10. The Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board, acts in an advisory capacity to the real estate coordinator regarding matters involving standards of professional conduct, discipline, and examination. In addition to its advisory functions, the board conducts hearings on disciplinary actions against persons accused of violating the act or the rules. The board recommends discipline for violations of the Real Estate Licensing Act of 2000, advises the director on professional conduct, education requirements, and industry trends. Composition of the board. The board is composed of 15 members appointed by the governor, all of whom must have been residents and citizens of Illinois for at least 6 years before their appointment date. The length of term is for 4 years, not to exceed 10 years. 12 members shall have been actively engaged as managing brokers or brokers for at least 10 years prior to the appointment, of which 2 must possess an active pre-licensing instructor license. 3 members of the board shall be public members who represents the consumer's interest. None of these members shall be a person who is licensed under this act or similar act under another jurisdiction, the spouse or family member of a licensee, a person who has an ownership interest in a real estate brokerage business, a person the department determines to have any other connection with a real estate brokerage business or license. Chair by statute is the real estate coordinator of IDFPR, non-voting member.